Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line.
Hi, Randy.
Hello.
Hi.
I have on the line for you for the Roundup case, Miss Bernadette Cunningham.
Thank you. Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
Good. Bernadette, I am on a recorded line. My name is Randy Reese. It's like the peanut butter cups. Okay, Bernadette?
Okay.
And you'd like to see if you meet the criteria for the Roundup claim?
I would like to.
Okay, let's check it out. Let's see what we could do to help you out here. Now, ma'am, just a couple housekeeping questions. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I don't have one.
Okay. And I have to ask it just in another manner, and then we're done with that, I promise. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm for this specific matter? But most importantly, Bernadette, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Is that a yes? You are willing to affirm that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's a yes. Affirm means yes. You're saying, yes, I've not done any of those things.
Yes, I have not done any
Thank
of
you. Stuff. Thank you, Bernadette. I love the clarity. Now, young lady, Miss Cunningham, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, I was.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yes.
And this was after using the Roundup?
It was.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did you get any, as if it wasn't enough, but was there a subtype of NHL that you're aware of?
Really what?
A subtype, like there's 50 different subtypes of NHL, of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Like, for example, angioimmunoblastic T-cell lymphoma, Burkitt lymphoma. There's about 50 different ones. If you don't know, that's okay. So, again, do you know if there was a subtype diagnosed?
It was in my lymph nodes.
Okay, let's see if we can find something specific to that. Well, they all are. That's what lymphoma is. But, okay, so we'll go with lymphoma because that is an accepted diagnosis, okay? And I am truly sorry to hear that. Now, did you receive more than one? And most people... I'm sorry, ma'am.
Speaking on the non-Hodgkin's?
Yes, ma'am. The non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That is an acceptable... that is acceptable for this claim. And that's what you have, correct?
Yes, sir.
Oh, ma'am. Now, and you only received the one diagnosis. You weren't diagnosed more than once, correct?
That's it. Yeah, correct.
Okay. And you're filing this claim on yourself. You're the injured party, correct?
I am.
Okay, ma'am. And what year were you diagnosed? Do you remember?
Uh-huh. 2019.
Okay. Do you know the date?
June 13,
2019. Oh. Right at the beginning of the summer. Okay. Now, did you use Roundup at home?
I did.
Okay. And could you please give me the address where you used Roundup?
Yes. It's 747 Amberwood Park Drive.
Amberwood.
Katy, Texas.
Park Drive. Hang on. Now, what city?
Katy, Texas.
Oh, K-A-T-Y, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I know that place. I'm all the way in California, but I love Texas. I love your governor, too. What's the zip code there on Amberwood Park Drive?
74793.
93. Thank you, ma'am. And don't forget, if you know anybody else that wants to talk to me about Roundup, you're going to have my name and phone number. Please, please give it to them, okay? Thank you, ma'am. Now, your age, I should have known you're from Texas. Everybody from Texas is super nice, by the way. What was your, and yes, you know that. Now, what was your age when you got diagnosed? Were you between 18 and 79?
Yes, 44.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you. And we're getting pretty far done with this, so it won't be that much longer, I promise. How many years do you think you sprayed Roundup?
Oh, wow. It had to be 10 years or better, 11. It's about a year to year.
Everybody's, it's the same answers.
Yes, it's
always up there, at least 10. Now, throughout that 11 years, ma'am, did you use Roundup for at least 10 days or more? It doesn't have to be in an order, just throughout. I know you did, but I have to ask it.
Yes.
So, okay. Now, are we talking on a cell phone right now?
Yes.
Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the next one are just illnesses. I'm going to go really, really quickly. If you need me to slow down, they're just yes or no answers. They're just very, very general. They're not specific to you. So HIV or AIDS?
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C?
No.
Epstein-Barr syndrome?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No.
And did you have any cancer or chemotherapy other than anything that was related to the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And any family history of cancer?
My brothers had different kind, but it was like from, what do you call it? From working.
Oh, occupational. Yeah. Occupational. I'm going to put that.
Yeah. I'll pet.
Okay. Yeah.
And my sister had lung.
Did she smoke?
She did,
but
okay. She was
still
with Michelle, so.
Yeah, well, I quit smoking, so.
Yeah, she, well, they smoking, I never smoked.
Good for you. They say about 10 years afterwards you're okay, but a lot of people don't make it that long. All right. Anyways, main injury here that we're talking about is NHL or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, Bernadette, please spell your first name for me.
It's Bernadettecunningham.
Wait a minute. Cunningham?
No. Cunningham. Cunningham.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And Bernadette is Bernedette.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And any suffix to that, Bernadette?
No. Like,
okay. And please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
Thank you. Are you married?
No, I'm not. Divorced.
Okay. And the last four of your social, please.
3269.
3269, thank you. And your date of birth, young lady?
10/25/1963.
I'm older than you.
Really?
Yes, I knew you weren't going to believe me. I was born in 59. Okay. You sound younger. I would have never thought that, honestly. Good for you.
Thank you.
When did you first learn that there was a connection between Roundup and your cancer? And there's no right or wrong answer to that question. It could have been when you saw the ad.
Yeah, I can't pinpoint the date, but yeah, when I started seeing ads about it.
Okay, so social media, internet ads?
Television.
Okay, TV. I know they're all over the TV. And there again, there's no wrong. Do you think you saw them for a year? Do you think maybe you just recently saw them? It doesn't matter. Honestly, it won't disqualify you, but I got to put something in here. So if I put, like, it's October right now. If I put August of this year, would that be accurate?
A little earlier, maybe.
Okay. Like, good.
Yeah, a little earlier.
Like, what would you tell me? June?
April.
Oh, I love it. April. Okay. All right, cool. Okay. And how tall are you, ma'am?
5'2". Don't ask me my weight.
I have to. You could be. Just tell me your weight. You don't have to be 100% accurate if you don't want to. I'm not going to make fun of you. I'll tell you my weight. You can make fun of me. So why don't we put? Okay, I got you. I heard you. 190. Okay, you're fine. You're fine. I was just, listen, I was just reading on my lunch today because I was a little concerned because of my age and my weight. And they flat out said that you are better off to have a little bit of extra weight on you at our age. And you're close. I can say that now, Bernadette. Okay. But you're better off. I swear to you, I just read this on my lunch about an hour ago, that you're better off to have some extra weight on you in case you get sick.
Yes.
That's what they say.
Same.
Okay.
I'm not mad at all.
Yeah. I'll see. I got it. Okay. What's your best email, young lady?
MSTURNET, the number 2, the letter U, at gmail.com.
Good for you. You don't get hacked. I have, it's Miss Turnit to you at gmail.com. So yeah. MSTURNET to you, yeah. gmail.com, correct?
At gmail.com, correct.
Gotcha. Good. Is this a mobile phone?
It is.
Okay. Do you prefer text, phone, or emails?
I use them all. Email.
Okay. Text. Good. Do you have a particular best time of the day to get a hold of you?
Evening.
Perfect. Now, these next questions, we really are getting through this pretty quickly. So, how many times per month did you say you used Roundup? Now, remember, where you're at, you might have used it all year long.
Yeah. I use it at least twice a week.
Okay, so probably like 8 times a month.
If.
Okay. No, it's not, actually.
Well, at home, all of my family members own lawn services, so I used to do a lot. But
okay.
Mostly at home.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you use Roundup for at least a full year before you got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Well, you know you did. Okay. So that's a yes, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Now, this could be, again, this is a guess. When do you think you started using Roundup? Now, you said you probably used it for about 11 years. So that would be somewhere around February of 2008. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, somewhere around June.
Okay, let's put June. Let's put June. Okay. And did you stop spraying Roundup?
I don't know. I don't spray it now.
You don't use it anymore?
No.
Okay. Did you stop after you got your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Good for you. And you stopped because of the reaction to the chemical, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Reaction to chemical. Okay. And you did it yearly, all year long, right?
Yeah, at least 9 months out of the year.
I know. And did you use a hand sprayer, premix? How did you apply it?
I mixed it with water and sprayed it in my
hand. Okay. Hand sprayer. Okay. That's the nastiest way, too. Did you ever use protective gear?
Oh, my.
Yeah, most people never even thought to use protective gear. And then when you were using Roundup, were you mostly doing fence lines, yard, tree lines, things like that? Driveways?
Yeah.
Fence lines, yeah. Driveways. You can tell I've used it before. Driveways, gutters. Okay. Sidewalks, fence line, driveways, gutters, sidewalks. Okay. And you used it in Texas?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. And this was residential, and you were exposed by directly through yard work.
Yes.
Through yard work. Okay. And you were exposed directly. Did you personally spray Roundup?
I did. Yes.
Of course you did. And you were always the one that sprayed it, correct? When you were there, you were the one spraying it.
Yes.
And then we kind of already answered this, so I'm just going to help you a little bit with the math. We kind of figured out that you were probably doing it maybe 8 times a month, 9 months a year. So that's about 72 times per year, which really isn't that unreasonable. I have people that tell me more. So if you multiply that by 10 years, that would be about 720 exposures. Now, that might be a little bit much because maybe you had some time where you didn't spray a particular week or something. So to answer that question, how many exposures in your lifetime do you think you had? If we went on that formula, it would be 720. If you wanted to lower that number down a little bit, that might be okay as well, but it's up to you.
Uh-oh.
What do you think?
It was a lot. Well, maybe I'll say 500, but not 200.
I understand. No, 500 is fine. All right. Now, did you live near a well?
I didn't.
Okay, so you don't get your water from a well either. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides that you're aware of?
Not that I know.
Okay. How about benzene? Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
And I know you're not old enough to have been exposed to Agent Orange, okay?
Agent Orange?
Yeah, you've not been exposed to Agent Orange, correct?
No.
Do you know what it is?
I just know it's something about the military.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then you told me you used the concentrate, that you mixed it yourself.
Yes.
Now, did you usually go to Home Depot, Lowe's? Where did you usually buy it at?
Mostly at Lowe's.
Okay. And you don't have to, but do you have any receipts or purchase information that you can obtain, like a credit card receipt or anything?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Most people don't. So you don't have receipts. Do you still have any Roundup in your possession?
I don't.
Good for you. And you already told me you've never smoked. Are you currently employed?
I am.
Okay. And who's your employer?
Allied Universal.
The movie company or moving company?
No, we're security.
I knew I heard of them somewhere. Okay. They're out here in California, too.
Yeah, they're worldwide.
Yes. That's where I heard. It must have been. Yep, there they are, security company.
They and also have a finance company called Allied.
Yeah, that's what it is. Allied Universal, Texas. Okay. And do you work in Katy?
No, I'm in Houston.
No, that's the one I just had. Okay. I've got all their information, so it's right here. Thank you for that. And what's your current job title?
Security officer.
I love it. I've been hearing a lot of stories about you guys doing some really good work on the security side of things as well. So good for you. I think you're more dangerous than the police, to be honest with you.
Well, I actually work inside,
okay.
Watching camera.
Ah, well, that's good too. We still need you. Have you lost any time from work because of any treatment?
I haven't.
Okay. Were you ever in the military?
No.
We really are almost done. Have you ever been in lawsuits, any other lawsuits that you're aware of? Okay. Have you ever filed a disability work compensation claim?
No, I haven't. I started one, but I don't
know. Did you ever file bankruptcy?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Other than minor traffic offenses, I kind of know the answer to this. Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
I haven't.
I knew that. I already had the note box checked, trust me. Now, Bernadette, who was your diagnosing physician? Who diagnosed you?
Dr. Frank. I keep calling him Frank, but it's Frank, F-R-I-N-K, Spencer Frank.
I will find him. Give me a second. Thank you for knowing that spelling, too. F-R-I-E-N-K.
Is that kind of Frank? I don't know. My memory ain't that good.
And he's in Houston. It's Stephen J., right? Stephen J. Frank? No?
Spencer Frank. It's Frank. It's not Frank.
No. You told me that. You did tell me that. His first name is Spencer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That'll help me. And that's in Houston. There he is. I found him. Oncology, WebMD, there he is. University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center and two other locations. He's in El Paso and he's in Houston. Did you see him in Houston?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, like hospital.
He's got really good reviews, by the way, and I do see a lot of doctors here, and they don't always have good reviews. Your guy does. So good for you. You're in good hands. Okay, let me write his address down here. I'm just copying and pasting so I don't have to ask you this stuff. All right. So I have to go back to each page, and then his phone number. There it is. Need his phone number. That's not a phone number. Did you get surgery as well? Oh, poor woman. So sorry. Okay, why doesn't his phone number come up? Phone number. I found him in three different locations, but none of them are listing his phone number. Unfortunately. Oh, yeah, I found him.
The lake. Okay.
Yeah. You don't know his phone number, do you?
No, I'm in the car right now.
Okay, don't worry about it. Hold on. I'll keep Googling. Yeah, I found him four times now. There it is. Oh, thank you. 713-792-6161. And Ms. Cunningham, how has lymphoma impacted your life?
Oh God, my feet hurt all the time and they just tender.
How about was it stressful for you?
Yes.
And
it's devastating.
Did it create anxiety for you? Worrying about what's gonna happen?
Yes, it's very devastating.
I know what it would do to me is why I'm throwing all those out there, ma'am, in case you're wondering, okay? I got stress, feet pain, stressful anxiety. Nervous.
I mean,
nervousness.
Very nervous.
I know that. Trust me. Okay. All right. We could go back if we think of anything else. Now, you don't have to have them in your possession, but do you know that your medical records do exist?
Yes. I just have to find them, but yes, they do.
Okay, good. And then you kind of told me this, but could you tell me again what hospital you were taken to when you had treatment? And I know the doctor already.
Houston Methodist, still late.
Thank you. I'll find that in a second. And was that, did that diagnosis that you got on the 11th, did that take place at the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Then that's what I'm going to put for treatment date, 2019. Okay, Houston Methodist. Houston Methodist Hospital. There she is. Okay. Dr. Spencer Frank. He is the oncologist as well. Copy. Just a lot of copying and paste, that's all. Okay. And was there any, when you went and saw Dr. Frank after the 11th, was there like a follow-up a month later when you received treatment? Where did you get treatment at? Was that at the hospital?
It was.
Okay. And then when do you think, you got your diagnosis on the 11th. When did you go to get treatment?
It was a couple of weeks later.
Okay. Okay. That's good. That's good enough. They'll find it. So 2 weeks from the 11th would have been like the 25th of February. And like I say, they'll pull the records if they need to. Okay. I didn't want that address. Okay. Let's go back here. Let's go back here. Healthcare facility. Got hospital name. And this just makes it easier for them to pull your records is all. And let's go back to Dr. Frank. Okay. Did you ever go to see him on Holcomb Boulevard in Houston? That's where his practice is located. You might not have went there.
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay. So you knew exactly where I was talking about already. Thank you for that. Oh, it's not coming out right. Hold on. Okay. I'm almost there, ma'am. Just each page, each line, I have to go to another page, copy it, and then bring it back. I know it's technology, though, so that's a good thing, I suppose. Dr. Frank's phone number, there he is. Okay, got that. They asked for it several times, so. And then the healthcare facility, again. That was Dr. Frank's. Let's see what his two other locations are. Nope, those are in El Paso. You never went to El Paso, right?
No.